my hiding place. And before she was asking for these songs, "You Are My Hiding Place," God have already been speaking to me about the hiding place and how necessary it is with every one of us to know what his hiding place is, and to see and realize what is he's talking about when he speaks about the hiding place. We know that everyone that was coming against Noah, everyone that was rejecting him, everyone that was mocking him, everyone that was laughing at him, the day when Noah went into the ark, the day when they were shut the door, no one that had been coming against them as an enemy could see those who were in the ark. They were in the hiding place, and they were in a safe place. And the enemy, they could not see them anymore. They could see and realize what kind of safe place that was, because they saw the ark. But they had come to that point that even though they have been seeing the ark for so long time rebuilding, they were rejecting it and coming against it and mocking it. But the day when the door was shut and the water started to come, they could see what was happening. They could see the ark. They could see what they had been rejecting, what they had been mocking, what they had been coming against. But they could not see those who were hidden in it anymore, because it was a safe hiding place from God. And he said that in this time, it's going to be like in the time of Noah. And the hiding place that is for us today, brethren, look at what he promised us. It's in Revelation, and it is in chapter 12. And he said, "And the woman was giving two wings of the great eagle." We have read this so many times. "That she might fly into the wilderness, into a place there she would be nursed for a time and time and a half time from the face of the serpent." Do we really realize what he is telling us and promise us there? He's telling us that we are going to be hide from the face of the enemy. It means that enemy does not see us anymore. He cannot find us anymore, because we are going to be hide in his hiding place. We are going to be hide in Christ in this time. And when we are hiding in him, it is a place that we cannot be found anymore by the enemy. He is looking, and he is trying everything that he can to reach out to you, making every kind of weapon against you. But the word said that it will not prosper. And this type of hiding is a hiding from the face of the enemy. He cannot see us. It doesn't mean that we cannot see him. We know the nature of the enemy. We know it simply because there was a nature of the enemy within us one time ago. But when we got saved, it started to change, and it started to go away from us, and we started to move and change from glory to glory. And when we started to come and change from glory to glory, we got less and less of the things that belongs to the enemy. We come to that point that he does not own anything within us anymore. Jesus said, the master of this world is coming. In me, he does not know own anything. And it means our place. We are in him. He does not own anything in us. And we will come to that point that he will seek after us, try to find us, but he cannot find us. He will not see us. He cannot attack us anymore, because we are coming to the point that we are going to be hidden within Christ, and we are going to be away from his face, and we are going to move and talk and live and be everything in our being is to be within Christ. Amen. Blessing to you.
Mm-hmm.